John chapter number 10.
Preach, man of God.
John chapter number 10. I'm really, really going to try to mind the Lord, but I feel like that maybe one part of the introduction is really what I believe God wants us to kind of hone in on. We may preach some of the others later on. Lord's really been speaking to my heart about this. The last couple of days, particularly today, in John chapter number 10, you could stand if you'd like and reverence the Word of God. Verse number 1, we'll just read these verses, but I'm interested in verse number 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. No ifs, ands, or buts there. It's definite. Sheep will follow the shepherd. He goeth before them, and his own sheep, and they follow him. For they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow. And the world is a stranger to sheep. Amen. A stranger they will not follow. Why? Because we're busy following the shepherd. Verse 5, a stranger they will not follow and will flee from him. Are you fleeing or following the stranger? Flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10's got my attention for tonight. The thief. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. We could read on, but we'll stop there. Let's bow for a moment of prayer. Father, we ask you again now to help us to say only that which you'd be pleased with tonight. And we pray, Lord, that you'll make it big to us. The truths, Lord, that you've made big in my heart. May your will be done, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. For standing, I'm looking at the emphasis on the thief tonight. And of course, the thief, that definite article is in front of thief, so it's not talking about a plurality of thieves, a multitude of thieves. He's identifying one, the thief. The thief, and it identifies what he's about, what he's for, what his intentions are. And that is, he cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I don't see anything friendly there. I don't see anything that's a positive there. I don't see anything there that will bless your life. But yet, how many young people are following? They're listening to the stranger's voice. They're following the stranger. And the thief has got intentions of killing, stealing, and destroying you. I want to try to preach tonight a thought that's really got big in my heart the last couple of days, especially today. I want to preach on Satan. Of course, we know who the thief is. It's the devil himself. Amen. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And you can see all the way from Genesis on where the devil does that. But I want us to emphasize something tonight and try to explain it and try to get it out to you as God has worked it in my heart. I want to preach on Satan treasuring your treasures. That's what a thief is. A thief is treasuring your treasures. A thief is placing a lot of value on what you have. Man, that got big to me. And I'll try not to get ahead of myself, but in verse number 10, I believe it very clearly identifies the thief. And let me just mention a few things about the thief, and we'll hone in on one of them as it is about our title or our thought this evening. You think about a thief as it connects to the devil. Number one, a thief only takes and never gives, and certainly never gives back. Boy, if that don't line up with the devil. He's a taker, not a giver. He takes and he never gives back, or he never gives and he certainly never gives back. Number two, we'll go through these several of these, but one of them I'm mainly interested in, and hopefully God will convict us all about it and with it. Number two, a thief takes what does not belong to him. You could say that your family doesn't belong to him. Your joy doesn't belong to him. Your church does not belong to him. Your purity does not belong to him. Your children does not belong to him. But the devil, as a thief, specializes in taking what is not his. He places high value upon the treasures of other people. That's what a thief is. Number three, a thief is only interested in his own personal gain and is never troubled by your loss. How many people through the ages, through from Genesis on, through the scriptures, through our lives that we know of, that literally the devil as a thief ripped their lives apart and their families apart and churches apart, but he never shed a tear. He is not bothered by your loss. How many parents have wept themselves to sleep at night because of a prodigal daughter or a prodigal son that's wayward and out in the far country, and their lives are being scarred and marred by the thief? But the thief will never cry about what he's taken from you. You will. You'll cry. You'll weep. You'll be broken. You'll be devastated at what he has stolen from you, but he will not be bothered by it. I want to come back to this one because this is one I want to deal with in just a moment. Another one that I'd like to move upon or say is that the thief always uses a stealth mode when he's in operation. He doesn't want to be seen. He doesn't want to be noticed. He wants to fly under the radar. He wants to go undetected. He uses a stealth mode. He wants to move with on your blind side. He wants to work in that regard, in that way, undetected, until it's too late. He uses a stealth mode. Amen. A lot of times he's so undetected, he's using a friend in your life. He's using a family member in your life, or family, relatives in your life. He may use flattery in your life. He may use feelings in your life, and you're thinking that this is just innocent and it's just you know, all you can see is maybe the person or the people, but behind that is the manipulating force of the devil as a thief trying to work his way into your life for the purpose of getting treasures out of your life. I also wrote down this, a thief, a pro, a real experienced thief, which I am not, amen, or was never, a real pro studies his subject. He knows, he studies your subject, his subjects carefully. He knows what you're doing. He knows when you do it. He knows how you're doing it, and then strategizes his plan and plot to make a move. Amen. Know this tonight, the devil as a thief studies your life. He knows what you're doing. He knows when you're weak. He knows when you're weak and vulnerable. But he studies your life. And then I want to say also, whatever number this is, a thief never stops with just one person. He'll get your treasures, and then he'll move on to the next house and get their treasures, and then he'll move on and get their treasures, and on and on and on and on and on. In other words, he doesn't care if it's a preacher's treasure. He doesn't care if it's a parent's treasure. He doesn't care if it's a little young lady's treasure or a young man's treasure. It doesn't matter to him whose name is on the mailbox as long as his focus is on the treasure. The devil as a thief is treasuring your treasure. Now then, I want to back up and I want to give you this. We're probably not going to preach long tonight, but God just seemed to impress me while I was praying up there to not worry about the rest of it till maybe a later time. But I want to lay this on us. I want this to get on us tonight. The thief treasuring our treasures. The thief is only interested in and is after our treasures. Now this is a little humor right here, but a thief doesn't come in and steal your trash can. A thief doesn't come in and go into the kitchen and find the trash and say, oh, here it is, and then take your trash out. He's not interested in trash, but rather he's interested in treasures tonight. His eye is not on his eye is on your treasures tonight. That's what God's wanting us to get a hold of tonight. Now let me deal with that if I could. Listen at this. Normally, if something is of value to you, you value it, the thief is after it. Because if it's of value to you and a treasure to you, it's probably going to be a treasure to him and a value to him. Amen. If you value it, you will desire to guard it. If you didn't desire to guard it, you wouldn't have locked your door when you left the house tonight. If you didn't desire to guard your treasures tonight, you wouldn't have locks on your windows tonight. Amen. That's right. I know there was a time that people didn't lock their doors. And I know some up in Kentucky, up in Amish country, don't lock their doors. Leave their key in the vehicles when it's parked outside. I told them, I said, that's going to bite you one of these days, and it already has. Amen. You say, well, they want in, they'll get in. Well, it'll just make it a little more difficult for them. They may possibly leave a fingerprint or two. But the point is, if you value it, you will desire to guard it. And I want you to get that emphasis, that thought in your mind. If the devil values the same, he will desire to get it. You desire to guard it, he desires to get it. Amen. And I want you to notice this, the difference between the devil being a thief and thieves as we know today. The devil will never be guilty of a break-in. Thieves today, on a human scale, Brother Ron, they'll break in. They're waiting. They don't ask you. They break in. They take advantage of the situation. But the devil don't do that. The devil, he steals our treasures with our consent. That's how powerful that he is. You say, preacher, that's hard to imagine that I have a treasure and that he talks me into allowing him to have it and to get it. That's right. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about here in just a moment. But he is a thief and he's out to steal, kill, and to destroy. But he must have our consent. And I wrote this down that today, how much has the devil stolen from our life by taking by talking you into it. Think of that. How much spiritual decline and loss have we experienced personally as the devil, as a thief, talks us into it by using deception, lying to us, deception. What about this? How much has been stolen from our lives spiritually? And you don't have to look too hard at churches today to know that a lot has been stolen. You don't have to look at too many Christians today to know that something, a lot has been stolen. But keep in mind, the devil doesn't break in and steal. He uses deception. He uses another word I wrote down. He uses delays. Oh, you don't need to do that today. You don't need to do that today. You can do that later. And that opportunity goes by, and an opportunity that is gone is something the devil has stolen. The devil has stolen. He uses delays. And then he uses distractions. The devil, as a thief, uses distractions in our life. Get our eyes on something else, something that's of lesser importance, and then we go, while that which is most important goes unnoticed or unguarded. And the devil uses these things in our life. Lord, help us to get a hold of this. The devil is treasuring your treasures tonight. He's after what's valuable to you. If it's valuable to you, you will guard it. And if it's valuable to you, the devil wants to get it. Amen. Let me ask you this question tonight. Does the thief, who is the thief? So answer it. Who's the thief? Who's the thief? All right. I was trying to get more than the four to answer that. Does the thief place more value upon your treasures than you do? Oh, man. What a question. Does the thief treasure your treasures more than you do? If you treasure your, and I'll say more about that and give some applications and we'll be done. If you treasure your treasures more than he does, he'll never get them. It's when he treasures your treasures more than you do, it's when he steals them. Let me ask you this tonight. Does the thief place more value on your prayer life than you do? It's probably going to get a little quiet right here, quieter. Does the thief place more value on your prayer life than you do? That's a good question. Have you ever went a day without praying? I'm talking about praying. I'm not talking about this little mumble something over the food or before you lay your head down, before you conk out. I'm talking about get along with God and pray. I know the answer to that. The answer to that is yes. You know what happened right there, Brother Trav? The thief stole that treasure that day. Because he treasured it more than you did. He talked you out of it. He told you it's too busy. He told you that you didn't have time. Told you a number of other things. Or possibly he even just worked in your heart to get you cold spiritually, to get you distant spiritually. And you know that when you're in that shape, praying and talking to God is probably the last thing that you have got on the treasure list. And when you go a day without praying, it is because you don't treasure that. And you didn't pray because the thief treasured that more than you did. And therefore he walks away with a day of prayer that you didn't pray. Goodness. Goodness. Does the thief place more value on your Bible reading and studying than you do. I can ask the question, but I also can answer it. How many have went a day or even days without reading the Word of God? You know why you didn't? Hello, I know this is going to hit us right square between the eyes. You know why you didn't? You didn't treasure it. And you know why you didn't? The thief treasured it more and stole it. He walked off, not only with, he walked off with a day of unprayed prayers, but he also walked away with an unread Bible because he treasured that. He knows how valuable that is, Brother Brad, in your life. He knows how valuable prayer is, Brother Fultz, in your life. He knows how big of a treasure that is, what kind of an impact that has on your life. And the devil says, man, that's a lot of value right there. I need to make a move and get that. But keep in mind, he can't get it by taking it and just stealing it. Breaking through when you're asleep. No, he has to get your consent. And any day that I've went or any time you've went and we went without praying, it wasn't accidental. It was on purpose. Brother Ivan, you don't go and not pray accidentally. That's on purpose. You don't accidentally go to church. That's on purpose. You don't accidentally read your Bible. I thought I was reading something. I was reading the Bible. Wow. No, it don't happen that way. But the reason the enemy, the thief, treasures your treasures, he knows how those treasures can impact your life. Things of value can impact your life. And he's out to get them. He's out to steal them. And he does so one prayer at a time, one day at a time. Just get you. He don't tell you to just quit reading your Bible forever. He just say, you don't read it this morning. Or don't read it today. It would probably be embarrassing. It would probably be embarrassing tonight how many folk are even in this building tonight that hadn't even read the Word of God today. I'm not going to ask the question, amen, but you know. I wonder how many RBTers that were unable to be with us tonight due to work or sickness or whatever. I wonder how many of them haven't read the Word of God today. You say, what is that? I'll tell you what that is. The enemy has treasured your treasure of prayer and Bible reading more than you have, and he has stolen it by talking you out of not doing it. Let me give you this. Does the thief place more value on your prayer life than you, on your Bible reading and study than you do? Does the thief place more value on your sanctification than you do? Amen. Now why? I know normally a thief steals something that will be of a benefit to him. Amen. But that's not the case altogether with the devil being a thief. He wants to steal the treasure, Brother Carroll, of prayer, not so he can use it, just to keep you from having it. And that's probably one of the pleasures of the devil being a thief. He loves to steal just to keep you from having it and having the benefits of it. Does the devil put more value in prize your sanctification more than you do, and therefore he is out to steal it? Are you guarding it? Are you guarding it? Amen? Let me ask you this. Is the enemy, the thief, does he place more value on your service for the Lord than you do? Does the enemy place more value on your church attendance than you do? I called people, I said, missed you. Missed you in church. It's lame. Some of it's lame excuses. Lame excuses. And it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut sometimes. And I try to do that instead of saying what I think. Or maybe even what needs to be said. Amen. I mean, does the whole family have to stay home to help one little issue? That's an excuse. That's an excuse, amen. And I won't get no more personal than that, but does the devil place more value on your witnessing than you do? How many days do you go through a 24-hour period of time and never hand out a gospel tract? Rub shoulders with people all the time. I mean, you can't even go to the get gas without seeing somebody. God help us, amen. What is that? Why did that happen? That was we were not treasuring that. That is, lost its value. It's went down the list of importance to us. And as a result, the devil treasures that. He looks at that as a treasure, Brother Craig, that I want to steal. And every day that we go through a day, that's a day that has been stolen. That is a day that is gone. And remember, a thief, he steals, but he don't give back. You don't get them opportunities back when they're gone. I know this is a little on the extreme, but I've heard some folk talk about, I don't know that I've ever had an experience like that, but I've heard of some that have, and if I called their name, some of you would know them, where God had spoke to them about witnessing to somebody and going and knocking on their door and talking to them or calling them or whatever, making a contact with them, talk to them about the Lord, and they didn't do it. And that night, the person died. He said, man, that's awful. What happened right there? I know that's the ultimate extreme on that, but you know what happened right there? For whatever reason, it wasn't prized. It wasn't valued as a treasure. And the devil treasured it more, and he stole that opportunity away. Well, I don't know if we're getting this or not, but the thief is treasuring our treasures tonight, and he's out to steal it. And I mentioned it earlier, and I'll just mention it in closing here. If we don't guard it, if we treasure it, if we treasure these things, and I just mentioned a few, that you could go through the family, you could go through, and I'm wanting to, maybe if the Lord let me, I want to come back and maybe try to deal with some issues, some key things that I believe the devil is really trying to steal from us. Not that what I've already mentioned weren't key and weren't big. But we need to treasure our treasures, and if so, we'll guard it. We'll guard it. No, I'm going to pray. No. Is God ever going to tell you not to pray? Is the Spirit of God going to tell you not to pray? No. If that not pray thought comes in your mind, that's the thief. He's treasuring that prayer time. He knows how influential that will be in your life, how effective it will be in your life. He knows how powerful that will be in your life. And so he wants you to do whatever as long as you don't pray. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of texts are sent every month by most people. But how much you read the Bible? I mean, one down, it's been a long time, it's an old illustration, I know, but one preacher's daughter, he told me she'd sent over 30,000 in 1 month. Of course, a lot of that's yes and no and laugh out loud and all that, you know, but still is a text. How long does it take to send 30,000 texts? How long would it take to read 30,000 texts? And most times if you send 30,000, you got 30,000 back. Or how many reads the newspaper more than they do the Scripture? Or, you know, some other magazine that's... Nothing wrong with it in and of itself. It's just the fact that it become treasured over your treasure and it got into place and it took precedence and you went through the day and you didn't... Some folk in church, they can tell you what the latest was on the news. They could tell you what's going on around the world and other places, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they couldn't tell you what scripture God fed them with that day. What did you read today? Could you reference that today? Could you reference the scripture you read today? You said, preacher, that is so basic. That is so elementary. Yeah, but it's a treasure. It's a treasure. Your life is enriched by it because you have that opportunity to pray. You have a Bible that you can read. Now, I know that's basic, but even at RBT, how easy would it be to go, well, I'll read tonight or I'll read tomorrow. And the thief walks off over the hill with a day of unprayed prayers, walking off with your treasure. But if you treasure it, you'll guard it. If you don't guard it, he'll get it. He'll get it. Lord, the purpose tonight, in close, Lord, the purpose tonight, devil, you're not stealing no more of my treasures. You're not talking me into it. You're not talking me out of it. You're not going to get my focus on other things. You're not going to get my heart so out of tune. And that's probably one of the greatest ways he steals it, is get your heart so cold and distant and out of tune with the Lord to where, you know, the Word of God is just words on paper. And praying is just a mechanical, if you do it, it's just a methodical, mechanical operation. That's all it is. No heart, no burden, no real reality, no closeness to God. But that thought has been heavy on me, been strong on me, Brother Travis, today. Well, last two or three days, especially today, about the devil as a thief, and a thief treasures your treasures, not your trash. He won't never steal your carnality. He won't never steal that. He won't never steal your cold heart. He won't ever steal none of that. But he's after your treasures, that which would make your life more enriched and more valuable spiritually. He's out to get it. He's out to get it. I thought about in the last few weeks, I've thought about services that we've had and messages that God has sent across this pulpit. And I thought, man, if they had just been here. I told one, I called and you know, was find out where this at and all that. And I said, man, you missed it. I said, you missed it. I said, God would have helped you. I know he would have helped you if you'd have been here. Just lame excuses. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, preacher. I know I should have been there. Da, 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 da. But I can't make them come. No. One of the greatest things I could do as a preacher is to lift high the treasures that's in your life, to where you will treasure them and guard them against loss. Amen. If I was the devil, and I preached that one time here at the church, if I was the devil, some think I am occasionally, but if I was the devil, one thing I'd do would be to downplay, make light of spiritual treasures. I would try to convince you that it's not important. It's not important that you do that today. It's not important that you do that much. You can do it later and talk you right out of it and steal that right out from under your nose. You know what it ought to do? If you went home tonight, Brother Brad, and somebody has stole some stuff from your house, I promise you, you'd be upset, wouldn't you? I tell you what I'd be. If I went home tonight and somebody had stole something, I'd be in the flesh. I'm just bottom line. I'd have to get over it. I'd have to pray, but it probably wouldn't be at the first. Would you? Would you, if you went home tonight and somebody had stole something, would you not be highly, highly upset about that? You know what? But the devil, as a thief, because he treasures our treasures, he steals them away on a daily basis a lot of times. And we don't even get upset about it. And I'll tell you how I know. Because he'll come back tomorrow. and steal the same thing again. Now that shows us not that he's an expert. That shows us how foolish we are. Steal prayer today, he'll be back tomorrow. He won't go off over the hill saying, well, hey, I got their prayer on Monday. I've got their prayer for Monday. That'll be good. No, he don't want you to pray Tuesday. He don't want you to pray Wednesday, Thursday, or any other day. Amen. May go off over the hill. I got their Bible reading today. I've got their Bible studying today. I've got that. No, but he don't want it tomorrow. He'll come back tomorrow. And that shows how much of a thief he is. He steals the same thing, the same way, every day or a lot of days. You know why? Because we let him. How much, I say it again, how much has he stolen from our life because he told us to do it later? How much has he stole from our life because he got our eyes on something else, and amen, that took priority in our life. And he walked away with the treasure. But you know what we still got in the kitchen? Still got the trash. We still got the trash can, Brother Carol, but we've lost the treasure. Been stolen. God help us. I want to end that thought. Does the devil as a thief place more value on your treasures than you do? Let's stand for prayer. Father, thank you for the privilege to be here tonight.